Achievements in Climate Action. And at 11, Disability Awareness presents Making Contact, an intimate look at the dynamic and complex relationship and giving and receiving long-term care. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you're not a current member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Portland Underground Grad School. Classes that begin in March include Introduction to Music Theory, A Moment of Possibility, Finding Opportunity in Our Differences, Financial Freedom, Getting Empowered About Money in Your Life, and more. Portland Underground Grad School is also known as PUGS. Classes take place all over Portland metro area. Information about registering, teaching classes, and more can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Cascadia. Today is Monday, February 27th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, and your Antifa radio. 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO dot everywhere. Before we get rolling this morning, and I will spare you the mirth surrounding the Oscars. If you haven't already heard, don't worry, you will. But we are going to be speaking today one enormous elephant in the room, and we are being trampled by a veritable herd of elephants in the form of the GOP. The elephant in the room this time, however, is America's decaying nuclear power facilities across the country. We've spoken about this before, prior to Trump, but Trump at the helm is yet another crack in the nuclear edifice. These facilities are rapidly falling apart. We don't even know how bad the situation is. Why? Because they're too hot to handle. Can't get in, can't get down there to measure how bad, how much trouble we're in. That said, we had Harvey Wasserman is joining us today, Solartopia, and we'll give you just plenty of sources to go to find out more about this. Because, you know, of course, if anything goes haywire with some of these facilities we're talking about, these reactors, all bets are off. That's it. Quickly, though, let's just breeze through the weather today. Chance of rain. And guess what? Snow, of course. Many people claim to have seen it. Highs around 44. And tonight it's 50-50 regarding precipitation, with a low around 37. Tomorrow we could get some showers again. Highs around 47. Not much in the way of wind. And for tomorrow night, again, same pattern. Possibility of showers and a very strong possibility, bit breezier, and a low around 40. That's it for our Cascadia weather. And now let's get rolling here with Harvey Wasserman, Solartopia. And good morning, Harvey. Thanks.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Thank you so much for being with us. I'm well so far, so good. Let's just hope what we hear regarding replacing the Columbia Generating Station with renewable energy. This is what we learned from nuke3.org, as you pointed out this morning, and I took a look at. Can you talk a little bit more about what this is all about?
Well, the nuclear power station at the Columbia Generating Station, which we call WOPS, by the way, Washington Public Power System, which was the largest municipal bankruptcy in history. And there were five reactors, but they left one operating. It's a disaster, a catastrophe, in progress, not waiting to happen. And Robert McCullough, a very excellent and powerful economist, has done a report that shows that thousands of jobs would be created if they replace WHOOPS 2 with renewable energy. And this is really what has to happen, and it has to happen fast. There are wonderful activists in the Northwest who are working on this, Physicians for Social Responsibility, Mimi German, the great activist who lives in Portland, and this needs to happen very, very fast. But WHOOPS 2 is falling apart, like the other 99 reactors in the United States and still operating. According to Bob McCullough, shutting WHOOPS 2 would save $261 billion and create tens of thousands of jobs, especially wind power in the Northwest.
And the permanent jobs. Good. These are not just that when so often Trump's advocates for rebuilding infrastructure, those are not permanent jobs. Those are come and go. Construction.
Yes.
These are really permanent jobs.
Yes, and they're good jobs, and they need to be unionized. But nonetheless, and this is happening all over the country, Chris. There are 99 reactors that are left operating in the United States. There's not going to be any more built. I can tell you that right now. There are four under construction in the Southeast, and two in South Carolina, two in Georgia, and it's a catastrophe. Westinghouse, which was one of the major reactor builders in the world, has gone out. They've driven Toshiba basically to the brink of bankruptcy. The whole industry is collapsing. But the bad news is that six reactors who are alive now have already either melted, exploded, or both. Three Mile Island, which melted at Chernobyl, both melted and exploded. And then three reactors at Fukushima both melted and exploded, and a fourth one just blew up. There was no fuel in there. So we've had we also had a nuclear waste dump explode. The waste isolation pilot project in New Mexico blew up 3 years ago, hadn't reopened. It contaminated 21 workers, cost $2 billion at least. the whole industry is collapsed. But the problem is they're still running these 99 reactors. They're running the Columbia Generating Station into the ground. This is happening in Ohio, in Illinois, in New York. There are huge bailouts being stolen by the industry to keep these junk heaps continuing to operate, and it's really a disaster. And of all the things that are scary about Trump, alongside fascism and all the other things, the fact that they're continuing to operate these reactors is absolutely terrifying. A single disaster could cost trillions of dollars, literally trillions of dollars, kill hundreds of thousands of people, and wipe out a landmass the size of Pennsylvania, although much bigger now, according to studies that were done way back in the 1960s. So this is a disaster in progress. It's worse under Trump. We don't have any regulation. The reactors are not insurable, so that the federal government, the taxpayer, will pick up the tab for any catastrophe. The good news is that we have the technology to completely replace them with wind and solar and now battery technology and increased efficiency. The solartopian vision of a totally green-powered Earth is with us technologically. The technology is completely advanced. The economics are on our side. The job issue is on our side. The only thing that stands in the way is the billionaires who have their investments in these reactors, and they want to soak every cent out of the ratepayers and the public based on these nukes.
So I have a quick question for you. These 99 are still in so-called operational. I suppose they are operating to a certain extent. But last time we talked, there was no way of actually getting in. Some of these are 40 or even 60 years old, and at this point there's no way of getting in and seeing what is the condition down inside some of the reactors. Taking it, we have to remember that this stuff is very high valencies, and it is subject to recombining in all sorts of ways. So what we know started out is now in all probability turned into who knows what, and types of fissionable materials. So, have we made any progress in our ability to go in and test what the conditions
no,
are?
No, they don't want to do it. The industry knows that these reactors are completely brittle. It's core that they have no business operating. They're more dangerous every day. If they did the tests on these reactors, test the metals, every one of them would have to shut, so they don't do the tests. You know, they tried to get a robot into Fukushima the other day, and it died. The radiation was so high, it killed the robot. The radiation inside Fukushima is so lethal. Anyone standing a minute within 10 feet of the reactor core would be dead. This technology is apocalyptic. And any nightmarish disaster at any one of these places could just completely destroy the American economy, and absolutely contaminate the ecology for thousands of square miles, as happened at Chernobyl. And the only reason it didn't happen to that extent in Fukushima is that it's all pouring into the ocean, and there are those who believe the Pacific Ocean is dying because of the radiation pouring into it from Fukushima.
We got a couple of over a minute left. Do you want just not let this is and of course Donald Trump is in charge of this whole thing now. That's just wonderful.
In the Northwest, in your area, contact Physicians for Social Responsibility. Contact Mimi German, the great activist there. We need to convert the Columbia Generating Station. That power needs to go to renewables. That reactor needs to shut as soon as possible. Look at nukefree.org and look at the report I've posted there by Bob McCullough showing $260 million can be saved by shutting those reactors, that reactor, and creating the jobs in renewable energy. That's the future of the Northwest.
The McCullough piece at nukefree.org is fantastic. Have a look at Solartopia. It'll give you hope. And that's something that we are in dire need of right now. And we're very fortunate, of course, to have Harvey Wasson as our guest today on the show. Just briefly before we go out, Dianne Feinstein, top Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, plans to request a delay in the confirmation vote on Jeff Sessions. Trump's nominee for Attorney General. There's something, a little ray of light. Eamon Bundy, leader of Malheur National Wildlife Refuge takeover, back in Oregon on trial. And shots were fired. A man who authorities suspect shot at the Sable Trail pipeline in Florida with a high-powered rifle yesterday morning, was himself shot and killed in Citrus County after police chase. And activists in Florida will be honoring the anniversary of the night of 1973. That's, of course, the Wounded Knee standoff at Pine Ridge. And that happened, I believe, Sunday. They declared their support for political prisoner Leonard Peltier. It was a very big deal. It was terrific photo documentation of that. And today's decision by the DNC to elect Tom Perez as chair is a huge disappointment. More on that tomorrow. We're going to be talking about that on Tuesday's show. Thanks very much for listening. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, February 27th, 2017. Derek Cook's engineer for us today. Derek is also the AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned. Kono jondu kasila
Jidala junna kono kanye. KBU Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Salif Keita Live in Portland on Friday, March 3rd at the Dow Event Center in Portland. Salif Keita is known as the golden voice of Afropop. He combines traditional West African styles